Zondervan Presents Zero G by Alton Gansky. Read by Adam Werner. Chapter 1.
Daddy, a story, please. Then I'll go right to sleep.
I suppose you want a space story. Maybe something with space pirates? His 5-year-old son lay on the bed in his room. Sheets and a cobalt blue comforter with cartoon images of Saturn, Earth, and distant stars pulled under his chin, all held in place by small hands. Benjamin Tucker could see only his son's head and the dancing eyes that always warmed him.
No, Daddy, this time I want a castle story.
What, a castle story? No spaceships? No ray guns?
No, a castle. And a knight. Swords are okay.
Is it okay if the swords shoot death rays?
Oh, Daddy, don't be silly. Swords don't shoot death rays.
Tuck sat on the edge of the bed and tousled little Gary's hair. Okay, if you insist.
I insist.
Tuck's greatest fear was forgetting moments like these. A father and his little boy. But something didn't fit. Gary wasn't 5 anymore. He was 11. Had a birthday just last month. The warmth he felt a moment before chilled. The room began to recede.
Wait a minute, wait just 1 minute. What happened here?
Tuck sat at the dining room table, a thick manual open in front of him. Outside, a Carolina wren chanted its 2-syllable prayer in the front yard's mulberry tree. A humid breeze pressed through the screened windows.
Mom helped me do it. She said it was okay.
Tuck gazed at his 11-year-old daughter, her brown hair, now bleach-bottle blonde.
Are you wearing makeup?
Penny lowered her head.
A little. Mom helped me with that.